Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand this morning. Praise Him. Come on, come on. What is this? Come on. You got to worship your God this morning. Come on. All stand up and give God a praise this morning. Hand of praise this morning. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy than your little clap. He is more than everything that you can ever give to Him. Hallelujah. Learn and be a person of worship. Learn to be a person of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. That's really what my message is this morning. And I want you all, I pray that the Spirit of God will ignite this message into your spirit. That you will really, really, truly become the worshiper of God. In what? Truth and in spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, your love. Father, we thank you, Lord, that your word is life everlasting. Your word is lamb unto our feet. Your word is sharper than a double-edged sword, O God. Your word is power. Father, as we release your word this morning, I pray, Holy Spirit, you breathe upon this word, O God, that none of it shall fall to the ground. Hallelujah. Ignite that word in our spirit, O God, that we become people that are truly a true worshiper of God. People that worship you in truth and in spirit. Hallelujah. Father, I release that right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. And all God's people said, Amen. Hallelujah. It's like you people have lost touch of church. You can sit down. I'm not preaching just to the camera. I'm preaching to the church this morning. Hallelujah. So be a church of God. Hallelujah. It looks like you've all lost touch of church. So come on, let's get the presence of God back into this place. Hallelujah. I'm excited about the word. I've been excited about the things of God and the presence of God ever since we've been doing this live stream. So I'm just so glad to see your beautiful face this morning. Hallelujah. Morning to everybody who's watching this morning on live stream this morning. If you're in Australia, different parts of Australia, we welcome you. New Zealand, everywhere in the world, we're getting so much outreach going out. The word of God is being preached every day to the people through the live stream. Listen, if God is going to allow coronavirus to come one more time, then thank Him for that, because He's up to something. God is doing something. God is still in control of everything. He's still on the throne. Hallelujah. He's up to something. And all we have to do is say, God, what are you doing right now? What are you teaching us right now? What are you showing us right now? Hallelujah. Everybody's freaking out about this coronavirus. But you, as people of God, should understand that you are covered by His presence. You're covered by His grace. You're covered by His blood. You're covered by the amazing presence of God. And my message this morning is, God, make God's presence your dwelling place. Hallelujah. I had three messages and I was struggling between them. I said, oh, there's a good one. Oh, there's a good one. Oh, there's a good one. And the Holy Ghost said, talk about my presence. And three people came into the room this morning and talked about the very thing that I was going to preach. And no communication except the Holy Spirit. And I knew God wanted me to speak about that. And I pray this message is very important for us to understand. I pray that you'll capture this message. Things of the Spirit is captured in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And if you can capture that from one scripture or one part of this message, then you've got it, my friend. Hallelujah. Most of the message that I've been bringing to you is directly related to our walk with God. The message has not changed. It's coming to you in different perspective. But the key point or the purpose of my message for the church is this: preparation to help us walk circumspectly before God. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15, it says, see that you walk circumspectly, not as what? Fools, but as wise. Strong words. The word circumspect means to be what? Cautious, to be careful, to consider all circumstances and desire to avoid sin, desire to avoid things that are not right, desire to avoid mistakes. Hallelujah. That is why it is important to apply God's word in our life every day. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen to that. It is so important to apply God's word into our life, because the word of God sitting inside of you that doesn't get applied is just sitting there. Until you apply the word of God into your life, until you apply knowledge into your life, God calls it wisdom. And you start to walk in wisdom. That's why Paul says in Ephesians, see that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. There's a lot of wise fools out there. And there's a lot of foolish wise people out there too. Hallelujah. Knowledge in God's word, allowing the Holy Spirit to teach you and guide you, knowing that God's word, when it's done, when it's not doing anything in you, not being applied in your life, doesn't amount to nothing until you start to walk in it. By the way, this is my introduction to my message. I love introductions because it just places you in a place where the word of God can get you. Remember, the devil knows the word too. The devil knows the word. The devil loves to quote scriptures, but he doesn't apply it because he knows that he's not good enough to apply the word of God. He's a liar, a thief. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's all he's interested in. Hallelujah. And he loves to quote scriptures. And he quotes scriptures out of context every time. So that's why Jesus said, let him who have what? Ears. Hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Hallelujah. There is only one Holy Spirit. There's no other Holy Spirit. There's one. And that one Holy Spirit only speaks what Christ says or what God says. Jesus said, I only hear what the Father says. Or I see what the Father do and I do it. And the same Holy Spirit does the same thing. It does exactly what Jesus does. So there's only one Holy Spirit. If a spirit of something spirit comes and tells you to do something totally different, contrary to what God is, then you know there's a counterfeit spirit. It doesn't take long for you to pick it up. That's why your discernment in the spirit is so powerful, has to be lifted up. That's why the word of God must sit inside your life, but must also become alive in you. Hallelujah. You know, the thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. John chapter 10, verse 10. My message is titled, Make God's Presence Your Dwelling Place. Hallelujah. I pray that this message will sit inside your spirit today. Hallelujah. I pray that you that are listening to this message today, that you are watching on live stream, and those of you here today will really pick this up in the spirit. Hallelujah. The word of God is so simple. And we have to obey the word of God, abide by it, walk in the simplicity of life according to the word of God. Hallelujah. Life without God's presence was never his original plan for us. God never designed us to know him, living close. God designed us to know him and to live close, intimate fellowship with him. That's his main purpose. That is why life is so difficult for people. That is why life is so unfulfilling for people. So many people. Why? Because we are living without the one thing that is essential for our fulfillment and well-being, and that is God's presence. Hallelujah. Whenever you live without a vital, ongoing relationship with God, you have no hope of finding true happiness or fulfilling the purpose of which you were born to do. Hallelujah. God's presence reveals things to you that you have never seen before. God's presence reveals your purpose to you. Hallelujah. You simply cannot function and properly function in the kingdom of God and be effective in the church or the local church or the place that you are fellowshipping in outside of the environment called the presence of God. Adam lived in the presence of God. Hallelujah. The Garden of Eden is not natural. It was the presence of God, and Adam could fully function and live and move and have his being inside this place called Eden, which is called the presence of God. That's why you can't find presence of Garden of Eden anywhere, because it's a spiritual place. Hallelujah. Adam lost that, and the Holy Spirit brought it back through Christ Jesus. My friends, we cannot live without the presence of God in this season that we're right now. Right now, the season that we're living in right now, you cannot afford to not live in the presence of God. We've been talking about prayer. We've been talking about going into a university of silence and spending time with God. We've been talking about reading the Word of God. We've been talking about studying the Word of God. We've been talking about fellowshipping in. Now, Papa Joseph, in one accord, one mind, one spirit. We have not changed that because we know that when we truly walk in that place, you and I will start to see the manifestation of the power of God inside the church. We talk about revival and pray for revival, but our hearts are not connected to what we're saying. And that is the problem in the church this morning, my friends. Hallelujah. You cannot simply say something and not live it and then expect God to do something for you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Hallelujah. We need God's presence more and more now. So much is happening in the world today. Let's create heaven on earth. That's what Jesus said. Pray that whatever that is in heaven happens here on earth. Let your will be done as it is in heaven. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Whatever that is in heaven, God, we want it to happen here. How do we do it? We get into the presence of God. Hallelujah. You can pull heaven down on this earth and change the environment of this place if you're a person that lives in His presence. Somebody say amen to that. Hallelujah. To dwell in His courts is not a sneak peek. You don't just go and peek into His courts and walk out. To dwell in His courts, you've got to go in there. Hallelujah. Move in there and stay there. Make your house in there. Make your dwelling place in the presence of God. Hallelujah. This must be our new normal. If the new normal of the world is wearing a mask to gag themselves and walk around and distance themselves from public, and if that is the new normal that they're calling, then your new normal, my friend, is the presence of God. Your new normal must change. 2020 shift is shifting your mind to think differently from everything that the world is throwing at us right now. Hallelujah. Come on, church. We got to think like that. We're going to stand and say, God, regardless of what is being thrown at us, we're going to stay in your presence. Hallelujah. The pull of the world is so strong. It's like a magnet. It's a powerful magnet that drags you in there. But Paul says you got to pitch yourself. Hallelujah. Pitch your body into submission. Pitch yourself into the place where you can bring yourself into the presence of God. Hallelujah. To dwell in His courts, my friends, you don't speak in there and then walk out. Oh, that's really nice in there. You go in there. You dive into it. You swim in that place. Hallelujah. Swim in the anointing. Be in the place where God will always watch over you and protect you. Hallelujah. This must be our new normal, my friends. If it's going to be the new normal of the world, then our new normal is the presence of God. In God's presence, Adam lacked nothing. Let's make this one thing our desire, and that is to be in God's presence. As David said in Psalm 84, verse 10 to 12, it says, "For a day in your courts is better than a thousand years. I would rather be a doorkeeper." Listen to this. "I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked people or wickedness." This is a message for the church this morning. This is a message for those who are called by His name. This is a message for those who worship Him in truth and in spirit. His message hasn't changed. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ came and said, "Be holy, for I am holy. Be holy, for my Father in heaven is holy." Hallelujah. The prerequisite of walking in the God's presence is holiness and blameless before God. Hallelujah. God comes to meet His conditions. God comes to those who what? Meet His conditions. He doesn't come because we want Him to come. Listen to me very carefully. God doesn't come because you want Him to come. Hallelujah. He comes when the conditions are right. Therefore, we must learn to maintain the conditions that He has ordained. And when we do that, then we can begin to know the joy of living in His presence on a daily basis. Hallelujah. And one of the conditions that Papa Joe preached about is unity. Unity, blameless and holy before God. Those are the conditions that God wants. You don't just come and call God, "Oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord," and your heart is not connected to your mouth. Hallelujah. I think that is why so many Christians never experience the reality of God's manifest presence. The churches have lost the presence of God. There's no fear of God on the pulpit anymore. There's no fear of God in the things of God anymore. Grace has messed people up. "Oh, I live by grace. Oh, grace this, grace that, grace that." Listen, God says, "I am holy. Walk blameless before me. If you want to see the manifestation of my power, walk holy before me." Hallelujah. Grace is a gift given to you so that God doesn't see your sin, but God sees the blood of Jesus over your sin. But it doesn't give you any license to walk in sin. Hallelujah. I'm talking to Christians right now. This message is not for the world. This is for the church. This is a message for the church. Amen. Hallelujah. So many of us cannot understand and see the manifestation of God's true power because we live double standard lives. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Hallelujah, Pastor. Thank you. That's true. They truly want to come, but they have no idea what the qualities that God requires of them. Somebody's going to teach this. Somebody's going to preach this. Somebody's going to tell somebody about it so we all know. Because we're all walking in ignorance. And ignorance is the dangerous thing. The devil is not the danger to the church. It's ignorance of the Word of God. It's ignorance of the principles of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God responds to our desire for Him. But our desire must be shown in ways that what meets His standards. We must be what? Holy, for He is holy. To meet God's standards and understand His presence and bring His presence down, then your mouth better connect with your heart. Your innermost being is supposed to connect with your tongue. Hallelujah. Papa Joe talked about unity today. We have no other message for the church but to bring the people into that place so that God can truly manifest His power inside and we can see things happening inside the church. Healing, transformation of lives, all that. Hallelujah. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be what? Filled. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Amen. Jesus made those statements in the Beatitudes. Powerful. Coming into God's presence is not something to be done casually. Somebody say amen to that. Casual Christian walk does not surprise God or does not impress God. God is not impressed with your casuality. God's impressed with your holiness and your blameless walk before Him. That is why the command, consecrate yourself, was a constant reminder in the Old Testament. God demanded that His people cleanse themselves from sin before they came into His presence. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 7 to 8. Says, God says, consecrate yourself and be what? Holy. Because I am the Lord, Yahweh Elohim, hallelujah. Your God, keep my decrees and follow them. I am the Lord who makes you holy. Hallelujah. Your holiness and your righteousness comes from God. You cannot be holy except in God. Hallelujah. Because the power of the Holy Spirit, the blood of Jesus, Jesus is your holiness. That's why He has to be revealed in your life when you're walking. Hallelujah. In this world that we live in right now. God says, I am the Lord who makes you holy. However, Jesus makes it clear that uncleanliness on the outside is not the only form of impurity. In fact, it isn't the most important source of contamination. Where is the source of contamination? The uncleanliness of your heart is the one that pollutes our life. Jesus made the statement in Mark chapter 7, verse 14 to 23, when He said, when He called all the multitude to Himself and said to them, hear me, powerful statement. Hear me, everyone, and understand. There is nothing that enters a man from outside which can defile him. But the things which come out of him, those are the things that defile a man. Hallelujah. If anyone, and then He says, if anyone hears, as He is to hear, let him hear. In other words, hear these in the Spirit. Receive these in the Spirit. Understand that everything we do has a spiritual significance to it. Anything that happens physically, manifests itself physically as a spiritual manifestation of it before it becomes manifest. Jesus said, let him who have ears hear. Then He had and verse 17 says, when He had entered a house away from the crowd, His disciples asked Him concerning the parable. I love Jesus. He tells everybody, let him who have ears hear. Then He pulls His disciples aside and He explains everything to them. He teaches them. And He says, so He said to them, are you thus without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatever enters a man from outside cannot defile him? Because it does not enter his heart, but his stomach. And is eliminated, thus purifying all foods. And He said, what comes out of a man that defiles a man? For from within, out of the heart of man, proceeds evil thoughts, adultery, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All evil things come from within a defiled man. Hallelujah. And some Christians are walking in that place and expect God to bless them. Expect to see God's miracle. Expect to see God's manifestation in the church. Hallelujah. Some pastors are walking in that place. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. There's a lot of examples of people walking in that place, not really truly understanding what God requires of them to truly understand and receive the presence. Coming to God with praise requires that we, what? Cleanse our hearts from all evil that has taken up residence in there. This is the message in Psalm 15. Powerful, powerful Psalm. Psalm 15 says, it describes the character of those who dwell in the Lord. It says, Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Oh, hallelujah. Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and walks righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. He who does not backbite with his tongue. Somebody say amen to that. Nor does evil to his neighbor. Nor does he take up a reproach against his friend. Hallelujah. Verse 4 says, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honors those who fear God or fear the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change. Hallelujah. What are the conditions that God is asking for? He who does not put out his money as usury. God's talking about loan sharks now. The action of practicing to lend money at an unreasonable rate and expect people to pay you. That was happening in the Bible. God says that too. Hallelujah. Nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does things shall never be moved. He who does these things, he says, shall never be moved. Let this be a message for this morning for somebody. Hallelujah. I'm talking to a Christian right now. I'm talking to somebody who says he is a Christian. I'm talking to somebody who is called by his name. Hallelujah. In other words, the truth is the core of the requirements in this psalm. God requires truth, walking in truth, honesty. Hallelujah. Truth with God and truth with fellow men. What is in our hearts and what we say or do must match and align with what we say. Hallelujah. You cannot come and worship God and your heart is not aligned with God. You cannot come and worship God when your thoughts are not aligned with God. Nothing can happen and bring God's presence down until you are truly aligned with God. That's what holiness is. Holiness is moving yourself into a place to be able to align yourself with God. That's holiness. Holiness is not wearing a big robe with a big cross and a big turban and walking really holy and carrying a Bible. That's not holiness. Holiness is walking in the place of righteousness and blameless before God. We can't say one thing in public and another thing in private. We can't act one way in worship on Sunday morning and another way through the week in our homes and in our jobs. Somebody say amen to that. Hallelujah. Righteousness and holiness in our daily life is essential if we want God's presence to come and stay with us. Amen. Forever. You know, the Holy Spirit is so sensitive. I've seen the Holy Ghost stand up, or the power of God, or the anointing come, and the anointing lifted just like that. Yeah. Just from what somebody said on a microphone, or the music team play a wrong song, or something that's not supposed to be there, or somebody got invited to come up and say something on the pulpit, and he's not supposed to be there, and the presence went. Hallelujah. When I saw that, the fear of God came. And I was only 1 year in the Lord. And the Lord was showing me things. This is how my presence come. And when his presence come, hallelujah, blind eyes open. People walk. I see a little kid come up and his eyes were open when he was blind from birth. And I started weeping. I'm thinking, whoa, what is this? I'm a Catholic boy. I just walked into this power. That's why I keep talking about these things, because this is not something that somebody told me about. I saw it. I was in it. I was in the presence of God and saw those amazing, powerful things happen. That's why I'm saying this is how we should do it. This is how we should walk in it. Hallelujah. The presence of God can come and it can go just like that. And you can say anything in the presence of God. When the anointing comes on, you can preach the word of God. Hallelujah. Then you go home and you go, "Who did I really say that?" Yes, you said it. Under the anointing, you can say anything. Hallelujah. Roger shared something really powerful with me this morning. He says, under the anointing, the word of God will not fall to the ground. the word of God will reach the hearts of the people. I said, Roger, you're just preaching my message. He didn't know I was going to preach that. He just came and said, God gave me a word. I said, well, tell it. And he says, under the anointing, the word doesn't fall down. I said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mama Alice walks in and says, are you in a crossroad at the moment? He said, yeah, Mama Alice, I'm in a crossroad. I got three messages. Which one am I preaching? And he says, well, God's presence is going to go with you. That's the message I'm going to preach. Hallelujah. God is doing something when we fine-tune our ears. So use this coronavirus pandemic, what they want to call it. Use it as an opportunity to spend time with God and connect with God. Hallelujah. As we were praying on Saturday, yesterday, let me just share this quickly. God was speaking and confirming what He was doing and what He required for this church. I'm talking about this church. I don't know what other churches are doing. I don't know what other pastors are doing. But I've got this one job, and that is to bring people back to the place that we all should walk in. That's one mission, one vision only. Hallelujah. And if I'm going to complete it, and if He's going to complete it in my watch, in the time space that I have on this planet Earth, then I will do it. Hallelujah. And then I encourage you as people of this Living Light Church to be the same. Become people of that place. Become people of that caliber and that character. Hallelujah. As we were praying, God was confirming so many things. And Judith and I always talk about things when we see things and we pray about it. And one of the things that we've always do is this. We leave everything to God. We say, God, we leave everything with you because your chastising is more better than our correction. Because people will not receive our correction, but yours is more powerful and it can deal with you. And I'm using that to all my children too. I said, listen, you may look at me as your father, but you must see the office that I operate in. Oh, hallelujah. The office, God honors that office. God honors me as your father and you, the father and son relationship. But the office is higher than any other office. It's higher than the president of the United States, higher than the prime minister. Your office, my friend, as a priest under your family, is higher than any office in the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a higher spiritual calling. That's why I can understand why people become pastors and say, oh, it's too hard, now I got to go. Man, I tell you, that's the greatest office on earth right now. And I'm enjoying this office right now. Hallelujah. And as we were talking, Paul had a word of knowledge from as we were praying. And he said, and he started talking to me about the axe head that fell when the man of God threw a stick into the water. And the axe head, as heavy as it is, floated up. Hallelujah. And was floating above the water. And straight away the Holy Spirit said, that's what sin is like in the church. Whatever that is hidden underneath, whatever that is weighing people down, whatever that is stay hidden under the church, and it will be revealed as soon as the church get into the place of the presence of God coming in, the anointing of God. The more you walk in that presence, the more you walk in the place, those things will start to reveal itself. And I said, thank you, God. We can see it, then we can deal with it. Hallelujah. And I tell you, God's revealing things. I don't have to go looking for it. We just come here on Saturday, pray, God reveals things, we deal with it. God reveals things, we deal with it. Hallelujah. That's the best way to run a church. Leave everything to God. Stop trying to do everything in your own mind and your own will and your own skill. You're going to get tired and drop everything and say, it's too hard. Learn that when you're serving God, you're serving God. That you do everything to please Him and nobody else. Hallelujah. Paul's word of knowledge came from the book of 2 Kings, and it was so connected to what Judith and I always share. God's going to reveal things. God's going to remove the tares. God's going to remove the separate the goats from the sheep. God's going to do all this. We are in the time and the season for it. Hallelujah. This church is going to change. Faces are going to be different. Those who are staying connected to the presence of God. Those who are staying connected to what the church is bringing on a live stream every day from Monday to Sunday will stay in a place where they'll get blessed by God. Listen to this message this morning, my friends. I beg you to receive something from this. Therefore, whatever sin is lay hidden out of sight, the anointing and the presence of God will reveal that. And God is doing that. Why is He doing it? Because He wants a church. He wants a bride without spot and blemish. We are preparing a bride because the groom is coming back. I'm married to my wife, Judith. That's my wife. This church, which I'm overseeing, that belongs to Christ. That's His bride. Hallelujah. Our job is to make sure that His bride is without spot and blemish. Preach message that will deal with sin. Preach message that will clean people up. Because His word will judge the people. His word is there to judge you. It's not the pastor or the leader or the person that is preaching the message. It's the word of God. Every time you open the word of God and you're living in sin, God reveals your sin to you. So stop sitting in your house and going, oh, I'm getting really judged right now. Well, deal with the rubbish that is inside your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the word of God does that. Hallelujah. Therefore, we cannot hide anything under the presence of God. The more we get closer to God and dwell in His presence, all the rubbish of life, including your own rubbish, starts to come out. And the good thing is that God is going to go in and deal with those rubbish. Hallelujah. Our worship team have been doing an amazing job. I just want to commend our team. I thank God for our worship team. They've been doing a tremendous job of bringing worship to the people. Prayer, praise, and worship. Hallelujah. Devotions in the morning. The church is constantly getting the word of God brought to them. Hallelujah. But it's those who receive the word, those who get engaged in what the church is doing, those are the ones that will understand what the presence of God is. Hallelujah. Praise God for Papa Joe and Janet and Pastor Jason and, you know, TJ is now coming up and she's doing some amazing things. She's in the car doing prayer, praise, and worship through the city and just praying through the camera. She says, I got no light in there. I said, get a torch and just shine it up over your head like that and preach the word. Hallelujah. I'm so excited about our team getting to that place. Because when we did the worship on Wednesday, was it Thursday? You know, we take for granted the presence of God in our church. If you are a person of prayer and a person of meditation and a person that reads the word, and when you come together, oh, hallelujah, there is a combined power that comes together. That's why the enemy doesn't want us to have church. That's why the enemy wants social distancing. That's why the enemy wants to keep you away and wear a mask to gag you so that you don't do the things that God wants us to do. A mask is a sign of gagging. Hallelujah. I don't condone that, but I look at it and go, phew. Anyway, that's another message. Don't stop me on that one. I might go and do a live stream on that too. I encourage the church, when the team is coming on, this is not entertainment. This is not 45 minutes of you watching and just watching. It is 45 minutes of you getting engaged in what is coming to you through live stream. The team has been praying. They're bringing praise and worship to your house. They're bringing the word of God to your house. They're praying into your house. They're praying. Get involved in that. If you can spend 30 minutes watching Neighbors and Home and Away and watching all this Big Brother and all this other stuff that the world is throwing at you, and if you're getting educated by that and confused by the devil, then you have time, 45 minutes, to sit there and say, come on, God, bring your presence into my house. Let me get engaged in the things of God. Hallelujah. Bring the family around. Open your Bibles. Sit there and watch the live stream. Get engaged in the worship. This is not entertainment. Hallelujah. Don't come to church to get entertainment. Church is not for entertainment. Time for entertaining, good lights and big sound and PA system, gone. It's gone. Hallelujah. Time for the word of God to come to clean the church up before Christ comes back. Amen. That's priority number one in the church right now. I don't care about your denomination or your program or all this stuff. As long as you preach the word of God, that will clean the hearts of people, then you're on the right track, my friend. Hallelujah. That's why the Holy Spirit is my greatest friend right now. Amen. The Holy Spirit is the greatest counselor right now. Because we use our five senses to judge people. And if you were a person that was judging Paul, the apostle, you would have written him off a long time ago. Why? He's a murderer that killed all these Christians. And one guy, they would say, cross him off our list. That's why you don't discern people with your five senses, but by the power and the discernment of the Holy Spirit. People look at you one go and say, ah, we don't want anything to do with them. Or they don't dress well, or they look different, or they got a really weird haircut, and they smell funny, and they wear the wrong kind of color. And we judge people according to that. Somebody say amen to that. Pastor, that is so true. Hallelujah. Why am I saying that? Because I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit that transforms people. Hallelujah. I know a lot of people say, he's not in Bible college, so we don't want him to be our pastor. Hey, I come from the Spirit College. It's called the Holy Ghost Bible College. Amen. Hallelujah. What you see is what you get. Amen. You like it or not? Amen. Whether you like it or not. If you can turn on your TV to watch Neighbors at home, Big Brother for 30 minutes, get influenced by the devil, how much more are we asking you to get involved in the 45 minutes of what the church is doing to you right now? You practice that in your home. When you come to church, the power of God hits the place. Because you come walking with His presence, walking under His presence. Hallelujah. His presence doesn't leave you. Wherever you go, it's like the pillar of fire by night and cloud by day that follows you everywhere you go. Hallelujah. That's the kind of thing that we want in the church when we get fired up in the things of God. Hallelujah. This church and this fellowship, count your blessings that you are still allowed to pray, my friend, because the enemy is out to gag you. It's not happening yet, but it's coming. Jesus already cautioned us about this. So let's not think that everything's fine and we're going to just live our casual Christian life and everything's okay. Hallelujah. God's delaying some things and we need to get into the things of the Spirit. Understand that His presence is the only thing that will protect us from everything that the enemy throws at us. Hallelujah. Let me just caution you. You may not like what you're hearing from your pastor this morning. But that is what God is revealing to me, and it's caution for somebody or everybody. The devil works subtly. He will not tempt you into committing sin. I said that last week. He will not tempt you into committing sin. Why? Because he knows that you are a good Christian. You won't go and steal, you won't go and rob, you're going to smoke marijuana, you're going to go and commit adultery or do any of that stuff. You're a good Christian. Therefore, the devil will come and say, no, listen, I want you to do good things. And he gets you to do very good things that takes all the focus of God away from you. Whatever that is that you're doing right now, that's taking the focus of God or church away from you, that has become an idol in your life. Hallelujah. And God is going to deal with that idol severely. The time of chastening is here. It is very true, my friends. If you live by the idol that you call something, I don't know what it is. If it's the thing that's stopping you from coming to church, stopping you from reading your Bible, stopping you from fellowshipping, stopping you from coming and being engaged in the things of God, then that is an idol before God. Hallelujah. He gets you involved in good things, fun things, get your focus and priority of God and away from church. If you are that person, you know, Papa Joe was praying, we were praying on Saturday. Hallelujah. Can I just say that? It was so powerful. He's praying, he's going for it. Pulling down all the spirit of excuses and all the spirit of slumber and all the spirit of slackness and all this stuff. That was a powerful prayer meeting we had here. But I won't go to the next story because that's the most funniest one. He's not here, is he? Hallelujah. He's praying, so we better not disturb him. You can come and ask him about that story privately, and I'll tell you the story. It was so funny. Hallelujah. Time for chastening is here, my friends. Righteousness and holiness in our daily life is essential if we want God's presence to come and stay with us. Somebody say, amen, Pastor. That is so true. Psalm 24, verse 3-6 says, who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in His holy place? He who has clean hands and pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor swore deceitfully, he shall receive blessings from the Lord. Hallelujah. The righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. And then he says, Salah, pause and breathe. Oh, thank you, Lord, for this word. I receive it right now. Psalm 101, verse 7. He says, he who works deceit shall not dwell within my house. These are some of the things that God's talking about. He who tells lies shall not continue in my presence. I don't care if you're saved, born again, speaking in tongues, all these amazing gifts that you have. If you have sin in your life, if you're walking with something that doesn't belong to God, if you have something that devil has a foothold in it, then you better get rid of that. Because you cannot go before God as whole, as powerful as you are as a pastor or as a servant of God, still carrying sin and expect God's presence to come down. There's conditions that we need to meet. Hallelujah. Clean hands, pure hearts, and the truth in our innermost being, which is our heart. God talks about the innermost being. From there comes the rivers of what? Living water. That well inside of you is filled with the things of God. So when you speak, only the things of God comes out. Hallelujah. Not Netflix or Neighbors or all this other stuff that comes out. National Geography. Hallelujah. Clean hands. Those are the distinguishing characteristics of a man and a woman who may stand in God's presence and offer praise which God is enthroned. Hallelujah. Worship God in truth and in spirit. Bring the presence of God in your house. The reason why we're doing prayer, praise, and worship is to bring worship into your house where you can stay there and connect your TV, turn it on, and sit down and just get involved in the things of God. Hallelujah. If that's going to be how the church is going to run, then get involved in it. Get used to it. Hallelujah. Stop worrying about what other people will think of you. Stop worrying about what your voice sounds like. Some people come and worship and they're looking around. You may sound like Mariah Carey or Moria Carey or even worse than that. But God looks at the heart more than anything else. Hallelujah. God's looking at the truth of your worship. Hallelujah. Amen. Clean hands and pure hearts. Hallelujah. I mean, it's a true statement I'm making here, but people worry about, people checking out other people's dresses and shirts, and this guy's got a weird haircut, and they forget all about worship. We come here to get entertained by each other. It is important for us to understand God is spirit. We must come, leave everything behind and come and worship Him in truth and in spirit. Hallelujah. That is what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Hallelujah. When you come with a pure heart, with unity in your heart, with joy, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 20 of you come together with the same power. Hallelujah. I can't wait to see that. Things start to happen. The things that I've been dreaming to see or praying to see, things that I've seen in the past, the former glory of God when I came out as a Catholic boy and saw these powerful, amazing miracles of God, which have gone because the church have taken the wrong path. Hallelujah. We're preaching messages to comfort people and it's okay. We don't want to hurt you or we want to offend you. Or please, we need your money. Put your money in the basket because as long as we be nice to you, you'll give us money. Sorry, not in this church, my friend, and not on my watch. Hallelujah. We're going to preach the Word of God the way the Word of God is supposed to be preached. Amen. And if you don't like me, go and talk to God because He gave me this job. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Nobody likes you. The T-shirt. We're going to print a T-shirt. Nobody likes you. Once you know that, your life will become really good. Because the only person that loves you more than anybody else is the Father God that created you and Christ Jesus that died for you. Hallelujah. Not your neighbors, not your other friends, not even your mom and dad. Hallelujah. Only God knows you better than everybody. He said to the Samaritan woman from whom he met at the well, John chapter 4, verse 23 to 24, but the hour is coming and now is when the true worshippers of God or true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father, listen, the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. Hallelujah. I rest my case. In this message this morning, stop coming to church to be entertained. Stop even coming to church to look for a husband. Stop coming to church to look for a wife. or look for a job or find some kind of blessing. And when you find it, we don't see your face anymore. And when there's a problem, you walk into the door. Come on. If you ever had somebody say that to you today, well, your pastor said it to you today. Hallelujah. I'm not here to follow you around like a chook watching over you that you don't sin. You are an adult. You know the Word of God. God has already given you the Word. It is written inside your heart. You got the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Pray and get yourself into the presence of God. If our praise is right and our heart is not, then we cannot expect to receive the gift of His presence. If our praise is so powerful and right, and our heart is not right, then how can you receive the presence? God says, hang on a minute. I'm not coming down there. These guys are worshiping me with their mouth, but their heart's far away from me. Hallelujah. I hope this message is sinking into somebody this morning. The point I'm making is that you don't get God's presence just because you ask for it. You get His presence when you what? Qualify for it. How do you qualify for it? You walk in righteousness before God. Hallelujah. That's the only qualification to receive the presence of God. Man, when we start to understand that, the fear of God will come into the church. I walk into churches, I don't see fear of God anymore. Because people are preaching messages that are making people think, oh, it's okay, we can come in here like this and, you know, just treat it like a club. This is a house of worship. This is a place where people come to appreciate or experience the presence of God. Hallelujah. Yes, the torn veil in the temple because of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ now gives us direct access to the throne of God that Israelites didn't have. And yes, the way is open to all. Yet too many of us ascend into the presence of God. We still need to ascend up that mountain. We still need to climb up that mountain of the Lord. But people climbed up the mountain of Zion to go and worship God. We still have to do that. Hallelujah. And only those with what? Pure hands and clean hearts. Or clean hands and pure hearts will be able to do that. Only those that come from the mountain of Zion, the mountain of prayer, are able to achieve that, to bring the presence of God down. Hallelujah. God wants honest, pure, committed worshipers, those that are standards, those who would approach Him with praise. That's what God wants. This is a good message for the church this morning, and a good message for the music team also. Hallelujah. Music team should be standing going, Pastor, thank you. Hallelujah. That is a good message. Our praise should be, I think I spoke about Tehillah praise before. It's praising, knowing, worshiping God for who He is. Hallelujah. Understanding who He is. And coming in with clean hearts. Hallelujah. That is why Jesus said, be like the children. Because their hearts are so pure. And they worship me with so much purity because they don't think of anything else except me when they come in. Their minds are not anywhere. They're here to worship me. And if we train children like that, we will become a totally firebrand church because the children will lead the way in bringing the presence of God down. My friends, I've seen that happen. I've seen friends, kids as young as Cirilla and Nathaniel and Andrew, standing up and leading praise and worship and leading prayer. And we were all sitting there in awe of what God was doing. If you and I are messing around in the presence of God, somebody will pick it up and put us to shame. When I stood there and I sat there and the fear of God started to come on me and I thought, wow. And those kids were preaching the gospel like they've been in Bible college for 20 years. And God was using them and God gave them a spiritual sword and they were just weeping those devils and preaching the word and, my goodness, miracle signs and wonders. And worship. They were just closing their eyes and worshiping, putting all the adults the same. We're standing there going, we need to pull our socks up. And God literally used that to show that He can use anybody. He can use the stones to get up and worship Him. He can use a donkey to talk. And you're having a donkey talking to you right now. The donkey has never been to a Bible college. A donkey has never been trained in anywhere. This donkey is talking to you right now. Why? Because of the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. God can raise anybody. God can raise you up. Hallelujah. He is not pleased when you do something outside that doesn't match what you think from the inside. If you sing, let us lift our hands. Then lift your hands. If you say, clap your hands and your hands in your pocket, something's wrong with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Those are the kind of principles that we use when we bring the people to that place where they should understand. It recognizes your mouth saying one thing, but your body is doing the totally opposite of what your mouth is saying. We praise you, Lord, and your hands in your pocket. Hallelujah. Who praised God like that? Hallelujah. These are physical things that connects you and I to bringing the presence of God down. God is seeking true worshipers. He wants your praise on the outside to match what comes out of your heart. Because when your spirit is doing what God's spirit is telling you to do, you are letting God's holiness rub off on you. And what God's holiness rub off on you, it rubs off on everybody, and you watch the presence of God come. Hallelujah. There'll be a portal leading up into the heaven where the angels will descend and ascend, and something's going to happen. People will be rushing, going, something happening over there. Yeah, it's only the presence of God. Hallelujah. That is why Jesus said, the true worshippers must worship the Father in truth. Please be sure to understand that when you are reading this verse, John chapter 4, verse 23 to 24, the word Spirit is written in a lower case, not an upper case. It's not talking about the Holy Spirit when he says worship him in truth and in spirit. In other words, Jesus wasn't talking about the Holy Spirit, but your spirit, your spirit man inside of you. He's saying that the time would come when people would what? Fix up their spirit before they come into the presence of God. Sort yourself out before you come in. Leave all the sin and all the rubbish outside. I'm talking to Christians. We carry all this stuff to come and worship God with. God says, that's not mine. That's not mine. Get rid of that. Get rid of this. Put it all outside and come and worship me in spirit. In the spirit, in truth, is the bottom line for praise and worship, because you can't fool God by trying to fake something that isn't in your heart. Hallelujah. Very important for us to understand. So check yourself when you come to God. Be sure that you are saying or doing what you're saying or doing is in agreement with your innermost being. Whatever that is in your heart must come out of your mouth to worship God. These are key things. And when you stand, if 20, 30 people come together with the same mind, same one accord in unity, same things in the spirit, hearts clean and pure, worshiping God, then the presence of God comes down. Hallelujah. God's holding back. But he will release it when we truly start to walk in that place of holiness and blameless before him. The goal of praise is to create an atmosphere for the presence of God. That is why Abraham, Moses, and David were such close friends with God. They made room for him in their entire life. Their deep hunger for him to obey him was the basis for their relationship. Their hunger after God. God called them his friends. Moses talked to God all the time. Abraham was called a friend of God. David was a man after his own heart. Hallelujah. Those three men understood one thing. They had a true relationship with God. True praise and worship is tough, but the results is awesome, because everything we need in God's presence, your joy, your rest, your peace, your mercy, your power, your victory, your freedom, your wisdom, all these are available to us in the presence of God. Your word gets, the word of God doesn't fall, that's powerful. The word of God doesn't fall to the ground in the presence of God. Psalm 16, I'm closing now. Psalm 16, verse 11, it says, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 21, verse 6, for you have made him most blessed forever. You have made him exceedingly glad with your presence. Hallelujah. Psalm 31, verse 20, if you're writing it down. You shall hide them in the secret place of your presence. From the plots of man, you shall keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Listen, God's going to protect you from whatever the world is throwing at you right now. Whatever that is coming against the church, when you find yourself in the presence of God, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. He said that in Psalm 31, verse 20. Hallelujah. He will keep you safe in a secret pavilion. I'm reading from King James, so if you're reading from a different version, you probably get a different context there. Listen to the gifts of God's presence and not to focus on our search. Listen, I'll close with this. The gifts of God's presence is not our main focus. Our focus is to bring praise to Him and glory to Him. We forfeit the things we ask God for when we fail to seek Him first. Therefore, we must seek Him first. I love the scripture, and I close with this. Seek you first the kingdom of God, and what? A car will be added unto you. A house will be added unto you. Your health will be added unto you. Your job will be added unto you. Your wife will be added unto you. Your husband will be added unto you. All these amazing things that you're seeking, when you go after His kingdom first and His presence first and His face, go after His face, not the gifts. Go after the face of God. Hallelujah. When you do that, all that gets connected to that. The gifts should be far away from us except His face. Hallelujah. Yet we treat God in church like it's an hindrance in our life. People drag themselves to church. Oh, we got to go to church again. If you're a person that coming to church is an hindrance to you, if the walking with God is an hindrance to you, then my friend, you have to change. Make the change today, 2020 shift. Change your mindset so that God is able to bring to you the things that He wants for you. Hallelujah. The true fulfillment of God or the things of God comes when we go after His presence, go after His face. Hallelujah. God doesn't need us so that He can be God. He is God, whether you like it or not. He's still God. He doesn't need you to come and worship Him to make Him God. Your worship is for your own good. When you worship God, you change from inside. When you come to His presence, you change from inside. He doesn't need to change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's the same. He doesn't change. We change every time because we think with our emotions, our feelings, all that other stuff, instead of moving in the Spirit. He doesn't change. Your worship to Him, listen to me, your worship to Him doesn't make Him God. He is God already. Your worship to Him changes you, makes you become a different person. Makes you become a better person. We need Him so that we can be human beings. Hallelujah. Seeking Him is for our own benefit, not for His. We can praise and seek Him. He turns around and finds us. That's how praise and worship brings you before the presence of God. If you're unable to seek God because of many obstacles in your life, listen to me, my friend. That's a word for somebody. If you are unable to seek Him because there's so many obstacles in your life, then I got one message for you. I got one message for you, and that is to get rid of the junk so that God can come inside and clean the house. Hallelujah. Seeking God is always His way. We cannot keep the idols of our heart and expect to receive God's gift of His presence. We must repent, turn away from all our idolatry and all the other stuff, daily seeking His face. And then we will truly see the power of God manifest in the church. Hallelujah. I know that God is raising up a body all over the world. He is preparing a generation who will seek Him above all else. There's a generation coming, and there's a generation right here. We are the generation that should be seeking God's face, should be seeking His presence, should be dwelling in His presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank You for Your message. We thank You for Your word. We thank You, Lord, that Your word has gone, Lord, into the hearts of Your people. Lord, that live stream today has brought the word of God into the house, into the hearts of Your people this morning. Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit, I pray that You arrest everybody that is not walking in righteousness before You. Cause them to feel really uncomfortable today. That is a prayer I'm praying right now. Cause them to be so uncomfortable. Cause them, Lord, that they will start to come to a place to start seeking Your face. I pray that Your chastisements, oh God, will teach them that the only place that they will be safe is in Your presence, is coming back into Your kingdom, coming back into Your house. Hallelujah. Father, that is a prayer that we pray with all my heart, all my soul, all my spirit. I pray this prayer. I pray that You touch the hearts of Your people today. Somebody is watching today. Somebody will be watching the replay of this live stream later today. I pray that this word, oh God, will transform the minds and the hearts of people. Thank you for the anointing that breaks the yoke over their lives, Father. Every principalities and powers, every influences of the world, oh God, everything that the television throws at them, Father, today, let this word, oh God, destroy everything, oh God, as we prayed before. We pull down everything that is not of you and restore back everything that belongs to you, Father, in the lives of every man, woman, and children watching this morning. God, I pray and I bring this word before you, and I thank you that you watch over your word to fulfill it in the hearts and the minds of your people today. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. I thank you, Lord, that your people will start to walk in your presence, create your presence in their house. Father, today in the lounge room today, people watching today, creating the presence of God. Lord, as they come together, we're in one mind, one spirit, one accord, clean hearts, pure hearts and clean hands, worshiping that your presence will come. That gift of your presence, oh God, is available to us in the condition that you've already given us. Be holy, for you are holy. Be blameless, oh God. Father, we give you praise, give you honor, give you glory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. And all God's people agreed and shouted and said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, before we go, I know that people are watching, and if you are searching for God, I don't go before I say a sinner's prayer. I want to say a prayer to bring you back into the kingdom of God. If you walked away from God, if you've been living in sin, if you've been backsliding, your life has been just one thing after another, backsliding, coming back, going back in there, coming out. If your life is becoming a yo-yo, I want you to know that Christ Jesus has already paid for all that sin. There is no more sin. We don't have that sin problem. We have a sinning problem. We keep sinning. But the sin has been taken care of on that cross. That you must know, my friends. And the package has already been prepared for you. God has already prepared a package. It's called Christ Jesus. It's called salvation. It's a free gift from God. He's already given it. His Son has paid the price on the cross. His blood was shed for the remission of your sin. His back was ripped open for the healing on your body. Hallelujah. That is a free gift from God to you. All He wants you to do is receive it, to accept Christ into your heart. Just a simple prayer. And believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to pray after me. Repeat this prayer after me. I want you to close your eyes, bow your heads and lift your hands before God this morning. And pray this prayer after me. Father God, I come to you in Jesus' name.
Father God, I come to you in Jesus' name.
Lord, I'm sorry for my sin.
Lord, I'm sorry for my sin.
And the way that I've turned my back on you.
The way that I've turned my back.
I have come to you now. And I repent of all my unrighteous life.
I repent of all my unrighteousness.
I turn away from it all.
Turn away from it all.
And I turn to you.
Turn to you.
Your word says that if I come to you in repentance.
Word says if I come to you in repentance.
That you will forgive all my sin.
That you will forgive all my sin.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For shedding your blood.
For shedding your blood.
And for dying on the cross for me.
Dying on the cross for me.
To pay the price in full.
And pay the price in full.
For all my sin. I receive you now, my Lord.
I receive you now, my Lord.
And Savior.
Savior.
I receive your blood to wash me.
Your blood to wash me.
And to make me clean from all sin.
Clean from all sin.
Hallelujah. Jesus, from this day forward.
Jesus, from this day forward.
You are my Lord.
You are my Lord.
Lead me and guide me.
Lead me and guide me.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So that I can walk with you every day of my life.
So that I can walk with you every day of my life.
Thank you for receiving me.
Thank you for receiving me.
And forgiving me.
I am washed.
I am clean.
I am clean.
I am born again.
I am born again.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for those that have received you. Those that have said this prayer this morning. God, we pray that you strengthen them. I pray, Holy Spirit, let them feel your presence right now in that place. By faith, we release this prayer. And the anointing of God has taken this prayer into the live stream to touch the hearts of your people this morning. I thank you for their lives. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you watch over them, that you guide them. Father, cause them now. Lord, your word says that you will give dreams and visions to your young men and your old men. I pray that you give them dreams and visions, Father, to truly show yourself to them. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.